This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Have you seen this horrible, horrible video from Lakeland, Florida, where several white students are beating a 12-year-old boy in a locker room of the school? If you haven't seen it, I'm not even asking you to see it. But today I am going to talk about it. And first, I want to thank the thousands of you who did see it, who called the school board and called the superintendent's office, not only to complain about the school's failure to protect this young boy, but to complain about their failure to communicate with the parents on how they're going to protect this young boy moving forward. Today, I want to update us on this case, and I'm going to tell us what's next, all right? This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Last week, Lauren and Brandon Springfield got a call from the nurse at their son's school, which is always a horrible phone call to get. And their son's school is Blake Academy in Lakeland, Florida. And on the call, the nurse said that their son had just been in some kind of fight. That's all she said. And when Lauren got there, her son was bleeding from his mouth, bleeding from above his eyebrows, and had rapidly growing knots all over his face and all over the front and back of his head. He hadn't just been in a fight. He had just been brutally assaulted. A few hours later, a concerned neighbor sent the mom a cell phone video that parents were just passing around to one another. It wasn't a fight. Three white children helped hold this boy down, took his glasses, kneed him, took off his shoes, then supervised the whole thing to make sure that nobody helped. All while another boy, UFC style, got on top of him and began mauling him, raining down with punches and elbows. Turns out that three more students, in addition to the three students who committed the assault, just sat there, each with their cell phones, and filmed the whole thing. And it was really only after the whole damn country began putting pressure on people in the school system that the parents finally started to see some progress. As of yesterday, only one student has been suspended, and the school has said, and we're only left to basically believe them, they've said that more discipline is coming, but so far, that hasn't happened. The school has also said that they're going to discipline the teacher who failed to supervise or intervene during this assault. Now, the superintendent and the local school board member from this district, they have each apologized, which is a measure of progress. But the parents are simply asking for a real plan on what's going to be done to protect their son. And it's just not too much to ask.
It's the breakdown, the breakdown, the breakdown, the breakdown, the breakdown. Break it down now. Ha.
I have a few quick points that I just have to make. And first is this. We have to keep teaching our kids to intervene and help when they see somebody being bullied or assaulted or mistreated like this. At the very least, if you're not just going to go in and break it up, go and tell somebody right away that abuse or assault or mistreatment is happening. Filming it is just not enough. And there's something about social media culture that has convinced people, including our children, that filming horrible people doing horrible stuff That's all we need to do. But we can do so much better. Three different children sat right there with their phones and watched and filmed the whole thing. And they weren't doing so as advocates. They were laughing and giggling. They had chance after chance to intervene. Now, I've told my son and all of my daughters, who are tough as nails, by the way, I've told them all many times that if you ever see anything like this happening, if you see it happening in school in particular, that you will not be in trouble with me if you intervene to step in, to stop it, and to help the person who's being bullied. And at the very least, go tell somebody, but don't you dare join in. Don't you dare just be a spectator, but you have to be there for people at their lowest moment. We should never allow our kids. And here's the thing. Let me say this to you. If you are a parent or you are an aunt or an uncle, or if you have young siblings, they won't know what to do in this situation if you don't coach them, if you don't teach them. When you are in a horrible situation, it is indeed, particularly for 12 and 13-year-olds, it's hard to think clearly. That's why I need you to proactively teach them how to do better if they ever find themselves in this situation. It would even be great to reenact a moment so that they can practice what they will do, so that when they get in a horrible moment, all they have to do is recall the thing that they've already rehearsed. Secondly, I have to say this, and I am so proud of the parents in this case, and I'll tell you what I said to each of them. Go all out for your children. Lauren and Brandon are doing just that for their son. If your son or your daughter or somebody in your family is being bullied, if they're being abused, assaulted, or mistreated, you have to demand each and everything that you want to see, and you don't stop until you see it. If that takes a week, great. If it takes a month, go a month. If it takes the whole damn year, if it takes 5 years, you never let up. And the school was just going to try to pass this off as a simple fight and let it be. They had no intention on doing right by these parents. And if you think your kids are being mistreated, you have to step up for them and advocate for them and raise hell until it's made right. And lastly, I want to speak about the reality that the abuse we suffer in society really warrants professional help. Truthfully, I think all Black people in America have some degree of PTSD from the harm and trauma that we've experienced or witnessed across our lives. But listen to me, this world is hard for all of us. See a therapist. If you have health insurance, use your counseling benefits for yourself and your family. Get professional help to guide you through these things. We have trained professionals that can guide you through all the ups and downs of life, and none of us can do this on our own. As you all can imagine, with all the threats that I receive, my family and I take our safety and security very seriously. And that begins with making sure that our home is safe, not just when we're in it, but while we're away as well. And I want that same type of safety for you. But get this, only 1 in 5 homes actually have home security. In great part because most companies really don't make it easy. It can be expensive. Installation of home security systems can be outrageous. And sometimes the companies seem downright scammy, which is why my family uses SimpliSafe for home security, and why I'm proud to have them as our very first sponsor right here on The Breakdown. Listen, SimpliSafe protects every door and every window of every room with 24/7 professional monitoring. They make it easy. There's no contract. There's no hidden fees. There's no fine print. They're not going to trick you down the road. They've won a ton of awards. Prices are always fair and honest. And around-the-clock monitoring is just $15 a month. I want you to get it. But one thing that truly makes, for me, that truly makes SimpliSafe stand out is their video verification technology. Now, when other home security systems are triggered, a lot of the time police assume it's a false alarm and the call goes to the bottom of the list, not with SimpliSafe. Using their video verification technology, they are able to visually confirm that a break-in is happening, allowing police to get to the scene 3.5 times faster than other home security companies. Now, here's the deal. For all the listeners of The Breakdown, SimpliSafe has a huge deal going on right now. All you have to do is go to simplisafe.com/break and get free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/break. Let me spell it for you. That's simplisafe.com/break. simplisafe.com/break. And here's the deal. The peace of mind that you're going to have knowing that you have this in place in your home, it's worth it alone. And let me know, once you get it, let me know how it goes, all right? Now, I've got to run, but I do want to close with one final thought. Over and over again, Facebook and Instagram deleted the social media posts that Lauren and Brandon Springfield made just advocating for their son. And let me be clear. We make these platforms. Our culture, our energy drives these platforms. But over and over again, I keep hearing stories of people having their account shut down, having their content blocked or deleted or erased, when they are just trying to advocate for themselves. We need to continue to have a seat at the table with all of these companies to make sure that they are improving their systems and policies to do right by us.
Break it down.
Hey, before I thank everybody on our crew for helping make this podcast possible, I want to send a shout out to each and every one of you who sent me birthday wishes. I turned 40 years old this past week, and I appreciate all the love and support, not just on my birthday, but every day. You all continue to show up in a major way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And of course, thank you to all of you for making it all the way through this episode of The Breakdown. If you haven't already subscribed to our podcast, we'll be right back here every single weekday, breaking down important news stories and issues. And we'd love for you to subscribe on your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, because our next big goal is to get to 100,000 subscribers, and we're just not going to get there without you. Of course, thank you so much to the nearly 30,000 founding members of the North Star, whose generosity even makes this podcast possible. We love and appreciate each of you so very much. And if you love this podcast and you want to support our work, or you want to see the show notes and transcripts for each episode, we'd love it if you'd consider becoming a founding member of our community. You can do that right now at thenorthstar.com. There, we not only have all of our podcasts, but hundreds of original articles, actually now over 1,000 original articles and commentaries from some of the leading scholars and thinkers and journalists in the world. Lastly, a shout out to our associate producer, Lissandra, and our podcasting director and senior producer, Willis, for their hard work on this and every episode. Take care, everybody.